from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Atlantic Station getting ready for the Falcons rally tonight. Scheduled to appear.
You'll see Bijan Robinson. You'll see Grady Jarrett, Younghoe Koo, and 2 Chainz.
All scheduled to appear tonight. All the festivities start after 7 o'clock. So, again, you got plenty of time to make your way down here, but they did this.
Plus, Shamar Moore.
That's not true. That's not true.
And Tyler Perry's the other woman. No, he's tonight at the Atlanta Civic Center.
He's in SWAT.
She was the other woman.
SWAT. I've never watched that show, by the way. I've never watched it. Have you watched that?
No.
I've never watched it. Honestly.
The only time, God bless, whenever my father-in-law who's passed or my Aunt Matilda comes down, and they just, all the old people love all this procedural stuff on CBS. So that's NCIS.
CIS.
CSI.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just endless. But no, SWAT has not made the cut, apparently.
Yeah, I've never watched it. But no, he's not scheduled to appear. All right, just so you know, Shamar Moore will not be here. There'll be some women that'll show up and be like, is Shamar Moore here?
And for Chris, we're not catching the reference. You'd have these, you know, the plays that the old days would be at the Atlantic Civic Center. They'd have, like, you know, you've seen her in the episode of Moesha, episode 3, season 2, you know, like, and so-and-so. But anyway, yeah, Shamar Moore's not going to be here.
I just got a text from my wife real quick. We're going to talk about what happened last night, because I came in today and I said, Mike, he cannot continue to do what he did last night and expect great results. And then Mike's got a great tweet from RG3 talking about last night's game. But real quick, my wife's on her way home. She had a lunch date. And she says, by the way, somebody just flipped their car on Johnson's Ferry and Post Oak Trit. And I said, okay. Well, she sends a picture. Car's flipped.
Right.
And apparently it hit a power line.
Oh, snap.
So now I'm like,
Georgia Power, please get on that.
Yeah, that's not going to affect my power for tonight, is it? it's not going to affect my...
You got the generator?
Well, no, I don't. And this is, you know, again, freak accidents happen. I hope everybody's safe. But if you live in that area or you're in that surrounding area, and
man,
you guys know how this happens.
So East Cobb?
One power line, power's done. So anyway, she sent that to me, and I said, how does that happen? How do you flip your car on Johnson's Ferry and Post Oak Trip? Like, Mike, is this 40 miles per hour speed limit?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, unless, what are you, Joey Chitwood? You're driving on two wheels?
Anyways, I hope it doesn't affect the power situation as we get ready for Friday Night Football. All right, what's the tweet?
All right, so we were talking, you mentioned it earlier, you know, we talked about, you know, he was overamped. All the stuff you heard during the broadcast said that Lamar Jackson really felt so bad about the AFC Championship, which, again, some of it beyond his control with the play calling from Todd Monken. Here's what RG3 has to say. After digesting the game and watching the tape, the Ravens have to find their offensive identity outside of Lamar Jackson just making a play. He says the bottom line is he missed multiple throws at the end of the game, and they could have tied it. That's a fact. You and I were talking about it. RG3 goes on. The bigger picture is he's having to make a play down in and down out so much that his Superman cape is getting worn down by the end of the game. When you watch the Chiefs, you know Patrick Mahomes is special, but their scheme isn't relying on him just making a play all the time.
Mike, that's the only thing I'm saying, and I understand it was the first game of the season. Here's my concern. You had all offseason to work on this game plan against the Chiefs, even if they gave you some unscouted looks, Smitty, right?
Which they did. They apparently, Collinsworth was all over it. He said there's stuff they had never said there's stuff they hadn't even seen when they were at the practice, that the Chiefs were rolling at a really good Baltimore defense.
So my thing is, this is your plan? You had scheduled running plays with Lamar that you wanted to run. He did scramble, but I just felt like you asked him to do too much throwing the ball 41 times. Can we all be honest? Lamar is great. That's not how you win. He needs balance, Mike, and you need to keep the defense off guard by not saying, hey, if it's not there, Lamar make a play. And that's kind of what I felt last night. Yeah, it's not there. Lamar make it.
And that's kind of like, you know, Jim Mora's days with the Falcons. Mike, do something.
Do something.
Run around and do something.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it just seems to me, you know, Lamar, we know what Lamar is capable of. A good coach, and maybe Monken doesn't work out. Monken was amazing with the Georgia Bulldogs. He also abandoned the run. You said it. You got Derek Henry. Now, look, maybe he just doesn't trust that offensive line. Certainly he didn't trust that offensive line against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I would let Derrick Henry at least, you know, get 15 to 20, right?
Just right.
And then work it around. I just think you're right. He lost weight to be more elusive. You're going to get Lamar Jackson killed.
You're going to get him killed. You're going to get, or as they say on the streets, killed. You're going to get this boy killed out here, all right? I mean, seriously, like that is not how you're going to get to the ultimate goal.
Look, and at the end of the day, the defense, this goes back to the Ravens. They called two timeouts on defense because they couldn't understand what the Chiefs were doing, which then they needed those two timeouts down the stretch. And part of the reason Lamar Jackson is so successful is his elusiveness, buying time in the pocket. But he couldn't take all that time, and you had less than 30 seconds left. They had no timeouts.
Zero.
So he does make the amazing throw. Lively has one little digit, his big toe, you know, is out of bounds. If he had a bunion, maybe that hurt him, Carl. It's too much. But, yeah, but everybody knows. Well, who said it? He's got to get white shoes next time?
Oh, that was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
But anyway, amazing game. Great way to start the season. The over, by the way, was the play, and, of course, the Chiefs cover.
Yeah.
Over by one.
Yeah.
I didn't touch it.
It was 47? 46?
46. 46 at the end. 47.
No wonder I got to push.
404-726-0929. I didn't even realize that. You just said it. Hey, official word, 24 minutes ago out of Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson is officially questionable for Sunday's game.
Oh, snap.
So we went from starter playing, I feel fine, to now it is Friday.
Mr. Limited.
Yeah.
He's now limited.
He's limited but questionable.
Oof, I don't want Justin Fields. I don't want to see it. Fields tore us up in Chicago. Him coming home, you know, we'll have some extra sauce here in Atlanta. Let's just hope that we've got the linebackers and the edge rush to, you know, again, you know, keep that contained.
His escapability.
Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He also sits around the pocket too long because he's trying to extend the play. So that's why he takes a lot of sacks.
I guarantee you guys right now, and I say
maybe this version of the Falcons can sack him, unlike last year's version couldn't.
That's true.
Up in Chi-Town.
Finish and get him to the ground. But I'll say this. Arthur – oh, yeah. Can we get a little bit of that on Sunday? Arthur Smith is in his ear and will be all Sunday saying, get rid of the football. Get rid of it. And so we'll see how this plays. Mike, where I'm at right now is Russ, when you get to the game, all right, you're going to see Russ warming up. You'll see Justin warming up.
Right.
When they come out for their first offensive series, if Russ doesn't run out there and Justin does, it's Justin's afternoon. That's how I feel.
Right.
You're not going to risk Russell Wilson if he doesn't start.
Now, according to the Pittsburgh reports that I read, Tomlin really wanted Russell Wilson to definitively win the job, and he couldn't really
do it.
But he didn't really blow him away because he missed half the camp. He missed 2 weeks to start, and he's been gimpy this last week. But, you know, Fields, as we said, ball security is an issue, and he hasn't done enough to really win the job, despite, you know, saying all the right things and certainly putting the work in. But, man, Russell Wilson, I'd rather see Russell, man, than Justin Fields.
I would, too. I just saw Falcons tweeted out fresh paint on the field. Were they putting the Falcon logo in the bureau of the field? They got that fresh paint. Come on, man. You can't get excited about fresh paint?
Ah, new stadium smell. Fresh paint.
You know what I'm saying? Just everything is new.
Black pants, black britches. We're going to be rolling. I mean, britches are pants. Shirts and pants. We're all black on Sunday at the Mercedes-Benz.
By the way, we will talk some college football coming up. We'll get to our picks. We'll tell you the latest with the Dogs.
Georgia, by the way, teaser, let me give you the payoff. The spread is anywhere from, who you're talking to, 52 to 53 and a half over Tennessee Tech.
You on that?
If you can get a guy to take that action. The thing is, we had the number, the AJC had the number. I think Georgia is 0-9-1. Or check that, 1-9. No draws. But Kirby doesn't cover the big number. He doesn't run it up on people.
No, he doesn't.
When there's a point spread of anything from 40 points to higher against a weaker opponent.
He respects
his
other coaches, man. He gets it. All right, coming up, who are we picking this weekend? We get three picks. All right? college, pro. We do it against the spread.
We do overs, unders. Yeah. You got it all, man.
All right, we're going to do that next. Coming up, Steve Coonan as well. And also some tickets to go see Blake Shelton. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell at Atlantic Station.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time the game.
It is time for our picks as we head into the first official week of the National Football League. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Atlantic Station, guys, getting ready for the Falcons rally tonight. But last week we picked all college games. We finally get into the meat of everything because we've got college, we've got pro to pick from. Here's the deal. We pick the games. We pick them against the spread. You can go over, under, whatever you want to do. We keep tabs and we talk noise all year long. Now, I will say this. It's funny because all three of us were here, Orange back at the station. Turtle, Mike, we were talking about the Tennessee game. I felt right. Like somebody was looking at my sheet, Turtle. Were you looking at my sheet?
Carl.
What?
I have these picks written down under lock, stock, and barrel
okay. On
my phone.
All right. I felt like we were all on Tennessee. I don't know if that's the case, but.
Well, maybe there's a reason we're all on Tennessee.
Well, you guys were
you
like,
ever think of that?
You guys said the line moved. I was like, what happened? All right. We got to get to it. By the way, Steve Coon is going to join us here in about 20
yes,
minutes.
Yes, I am, and I love talking about gambling.
He does. He does.
Just not what involves NBA teams, for which I could be suspended and pay a major fine.
Yes, this is true. Oren, back at the studio. Give us your three games, my man, as we head into week one in the NFL. What you got for us?
I also feel this is not fair that somebody was looking at my sheet because I'm
See?
Also riding high on Tennessee right now, too.
Oh,
but
wow.
I just made my
kiss
picks
of death.
Like
kiss of death
ago,
so. Right there.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it first. So, hey, you guys do what you want to do with it. I'm going to go with the Vols. I got them at 4.5, -4.5 on NC.
Okay, Oren.
Wait a minute.
See, Oren, I don't know that's a great point spread, but that's not the accurate point spread.
That's why we were arguing.
Accurate point spread then. Okay.
It's going up to 8.5. It's 8.5 currently for the Vols.
It is 8.5.
8.5? Oh, wow. Okay, then.
that's why we were arguing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You going with him?
Yeah, I'll ride with the Vols still on.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Put your money with your mouth.
Good old Rocky Top. Once Oren mildly climbed Rocky Top, shakily making a bet. All right.
We can learn the run line on that one. All right, yeah, 8.5 then with that one.
All right.
NC State's not great. Like, they struggled with Western Carolina, so I think the Vols have
But were they sandbagging? They were sandbagging for this kickoff game up in Charlotte,
which
may get some rain.
We'll see. Also, so you guys mentioned this game earlier. They kind of were on my radar, but Tech's only a 2.5-point favorite against Syracuse. So give me
that's Tech up to three. That's up to three.
Give me the three then. The kicker. I'll take the kicker then. Tech minus three. And then I don't think this game is going to be very high scoring. So give me the under in Texas and Michigan at 42.5.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to rip a side on that one.
Feel free.
Yeah, he did.
I think
all right.
A lot of points in the Big House.
All right. You got him? Yep. You got him? All right. Let's go, Turtle. What do you have
Come
for
on,
us?
Man. First of all, these don't count towards the official season scores, but just for those who were listening last week, I went 1-2, Carl went 1-2, and Oren went 2-1 despite not knowing the lines. Nice. All right. So I'm also going to.
I would have been 1-0. I would have taken BC based on my depression over Florida State.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm taking Tennessee minus 8.5 also at NC State. Ooh. I am going to take the Chargers all day, -3 versus the Raiders. The Raiders are not going to be a good football team this year.
Don't tell Antonio Pierce that.
Well, maybe a Ladd McConkey anytime TD, too. Maybe putting a couple shekels on that one. And then give me the Atlanta Falcons, -3.5 versus Pittsburgh.
Is it three and a half?
Yeah.
I buy the hook. Now, again, for those who don't follow gambling, some of your bookies or your sport, you can do this online.
Yep.
You can spay it. You basically change the odds, or you can spend to do it, but you can buy the half a point to get to the point spread, which you desire.
I may look like an idiot on Monday, Carl and Mike.
You might.
I think the Falcons win by a touchdown or more.
Okay.
By the way, guy just hits up on the text line. Are you guys going to start wearing Nico Iamaleva t-shirts? That's the new boss quarterback.
He's good,
man. He's the dude.
What are you, 5 touchdowns last week?
Yeah, he looks the part.
All right,
so give them to me again real quick.
Okay, so I'm taking Tennessee -8.5 over NC State. I am taking the Chargers -3 over Vegas, and I am taking the Falcons -3.5.
All right, man. Mike Bell, what are you doing, bro?
Hey, man, I'm going to do a little Iron Bowl action for you. I'm going to take the Auburn Tigers -11.5 over Cal.
Oh.
This was at home last year, of course, on the West Coast swing. But this year, I think – you know, again, I know we've talked about the quarterback identity at Auburn, and I believe that Hugh Freeze will have that, at least for this game, taken care of. The rest of the SEC schedule, that remains to be seen, but I like the Tigers. Going to take Bama, -30.5 against USF at home. Yeah, that was one. Remember, that was the ugly game last year where they hadn't really established the quarterback. They
went with the backup. 17-3, Jeff Simpson was ugly. The quarterback in that one.
Well, different new sheriff in town, and Kalen DeBoer just dropped 63 on the Hilltoppers. So I think if they get up, I think he can maybe win this one. I think 42-7 sounds good to me. And then finally, I'm going with the Eagles tonight. I'm in Riverside. A lot of folks are like Green Bay. I think this time for that Bulldog defense to step up. And Jordan Love, I mean, we know he's talented. We've seen it. But Jalen Hurts and company, the new coaching staff, they've upgraded. I'm not saying I like the Eagles to win at all, but I definitely like them tonight down in Brazil -2.
That's a good pick, man. I mean, listen, I like Green Bay. I've already said this. That's my sleeper, and it's not a sleeper because they were in the playoffs last year. But to get to the Super Bowl this year, youngest team in the NFL, youngest wide receiving core in the NFL, and I think Jordan Love's upside is better than any of these other young quarterbacks that are out there. With that said, I'm going to pick – the over, okay, in that Texas-Michigan game. I know Oren went with the under. This game, I think Texas was 9 at one point. It's now down to 7.5, depending on where you look. Over-under is 42.5. You're telling me that the over is not the play in that game? Michigan comes in ranked 10th in the country. Texas is going to put up points. We will see how it shakes out. But I think Quinn Ewers is good for 3 touchdowns in that game. 42.5, I'm going over. Hey, pick of the week for me. Guys, the Dolphins don't lose early in the season. And they don't lose because they're playing at home, and that Miami humidity and that heat comes into play. And guess what? The Jags right now, I just feel like there's some question marks right there.
Ooh.
They're a 3.5-point favorite at home. Dolphins paid everybody, Mike. As a matter of fact, didn't they pay their corner today?
They did. Jalen Ramsey got himself a contract extension. Mel, before I don't mean to ruin your stream of thought there, Willard Scott.
Yes.
It's pretty warm in Jacksonville at times.
It is. But here's the difference. The record shows that the Dolphins over the last 3 years, specifically when Tua has been the quarterback, Don't lose when the weather is 80 degrees or over.
What's it, three?
Three and a half.
All right, man. I like that pick.
When the weather's 80 degrees or over.
You're saying that sunshine's going to melt down there at the Hard Rock.
No, it's just different when the Dolphins play early in the season versus right. later in the year. And with that offense, guys, it's a track team. We know this. Last year, they let those guys loose. I like the Dolphins in that game. That's my NFL pick. Mm. And then I'm going back to college football. Now, I will say this, and we talked about this. The Bengals, I like the Bengals, but I don't know what's going on with T. Higgins, and I don't know what's going on with Ja'Marr Chase.
T. Higgins is questionable. And doubtful. He's doubtful. That's even worse, is that your designations. And then, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, can he step right in? Like, him and Joe almost have, like, ESP, and they're going to need it in this game. They are playing the Patriots have a decent defense, but still, the under, I love the under in that game, too. But I stayed away from it. I know what the Bengals are going to be.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know what else I like? And I'm just talking out loud here. I like the Commanders, man, against the Bucks. Bucks are basically four-point favorite, 3.5. Right. I like the Commanders. Commanders might surprise some folks, Mike.
Other ones, just for food for thought, since we're streaming, kind of like freestyling. I like the over in the Oregon-Boise State game.
Good call. Oregon struggled last week.
Scored a lot of points.
Yep.
Boise State scored a lot of points. So, again, two high-powered offenses. So, again, that's Dylan Gabriel in action for the Ducks.
So, what was your third pick, Carl?
Give me Brent Key and Georgia Tech Rambling
Rebels. On the road, -3.
On the road, Brent Key's got his team focused like a laser. They're going to be ready for Syracuse. They come home 3-0, and then everybody starts to talk, hey, this team might be willing to do something special.
Right. Crack the top 20, beat Syracuse, man.
I agree. I'm going Georgia Tech.
It's a game that in the past, going all the way back, maybe not so much Paul Johnson with the offense, but it would be certainly one that, you know, Chan Gailey would win a game he's not supposed to, then lose one he's not supposed to. Wes Durham joined us earlier in the week. He says Syracuse is very physical. That's a strange place to play in the Carrier Dome, but I like the pick, man, because if Georgia Tech is continuing that ascension, this is one you don't let get away.
You cannot.
I'm with you.
You cannot let it get away. There are some great games, guys, that we are going to continue to talk about.
Which is the one you're most nervous over? I'm most nervous about the Bama -30.5.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
No, for real. And by the way, Kalen DeBoer, they played well last week, but again, his starters were out pretty early.
I just didn't want to jump on the Vols because that would be the true kiss of death. Everybody was on Tennessee.
Well, this number jumping around like it has makes me wonder.
Injuries, something's up.
Yeah, something is up. Hey, by the way, we got tickets for you right now. If you like Blake Shelton, and I know many of you do, and I do too, he's coming to town. Blake Shelton and Friends and Heroes Tour with Craig Morton, Dina Carter, Trace Atkins, Saturday, March 15th, 2025 at State Farm Arena. Tickets on sale at State Farm Arena. We've got a pair for you right now. At 404-726-0929.
I'm a big fan of his better half.
Oh, she's great. She's great. Caller number 5 right now, Big O. 404-726-0929 is going to win those tickets. Steve Coonan's going to join us. Coming up, 5 o'clock hour, Mike and I are going to tell you the keys to Sunday. Wait until you hear him. Steve Coonan's next. Thank you. Bell, we're live at Atlantic Station, hanging out at Hobnob. Right here in the green area where, of course, the Falcon Rally will happen tonight. And again, we'll talk more about this in our Falcon Report. Let's bring in Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, and he joins us as we get ready for another great weekend of football. More importantly, Steve, the Falcons start this week. I want to start there with you because, obviously, you support all our teams. You're a big Atlanta guy, and we talk about all of our teams. There's high expectations, and just from an executive standpoint, I'm kind of looking from this for an answer from you. You know, when you go into a season and nobody expects you to do anything, that's different, right, from where you sit. But when you go into a season where everybody says, hey, they're supposed to be good, which is kind of what we're hearing with the Falcons, you know, the expectations change a little bit. Does it change inside the building? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, it does change, you know, when you're the divisional favorite to win your the South, the NFC South, you have the best odds to win when people are predicting you to be a playoff team, when the expectation is that you're vastly improved over the last couple of seasons. There absolutely is a pressure. There is a belief that you also believe that you're going to be able to accomplish your goals. I don't think there is a vacuum of confidence with the Falcons. I think that the schedule makers did not do many favors starting off against a very tough defense in the Steelers. But I think that there's high expectations, and I think they start inside that building with Arthur.
as a former TV executive, a big shot. How amazing last night watching the Chiefs and the Ravens on that stage. I mean, after the thunder and lightning rolled away, and you got an amazing finish. And you had your Taylor Swift. You even had a player on the Chiefs who has apparently a pet alligator. There are a lot of things to unpack from last night.
It was as good a football game for a game that wasn't that good as you could have dreamed of. You know, the results, meaning there are a lot of missed blocks. There was multiple times the Chiefs could have and should have capitalized on turnovers. I think they got a field goal after a fumble recovery on the 18 and, you know, a couple of other things. But it was so enjoyable. Football is always deeply missed when it's gone and really, really appreciated when it comes back. And, you know, when basketball comes back, it's always the longest and busiest week of the year. You've got the World Series, you've got the NFL, you've got college football getting ready, you know, to define who the 12 are and playoff contention, and here comes basketball. So, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to get the attention, but football's got it front and center.
That they do. It's Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Well, how about them Dogs? I mean, the big kickoff game, we talked about it with you last week. Steve, they handle business. Listen, they got people. The Dogs played so well. People are talking about Dabo Swinney, you know, already being on the hot seat. And you know, it's nobody's fault but his own as far as how he's approached things. But I just thought they came out in the second half and you really saw what the potential of this team could be.
Yeah, it was like being at two different football games. The first half was beyond frustrating, 6-0, sluggish, no vibe, no buzz. And you just knew that Kirby was going to do that Kirby magic, and I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that, because whatever he did, wow, they were just flying around. It was totally, totally different.
It's our man, Steve Kuhn. He's a proud Georgia Bulldog. And before you know it, man, we'll be talking about Hawks on the floor with him right here on Dukes and Bell. So this weekend, man, you got anything in picks for us you want to share? Any vibes? Because I know, obviously, nothing involving the Hawks, but we just did our pick segment.
Yeah.
Any teams? Okay. Like tonight, you have a vibe for the Eagles or the Packers down in Brazil. The NBA started this trend, and the NFL has run with it about playing, you know, overseas. And in this case, down there in Sao Paulo.
I'll give you one that I like this week.
Okay.
Since 2002, no rookie quarterback has won their start in the NFL.
Since 2002,
no rookie David Carr was the last one to win
Cowboys.
Their start in the NFL.
Yeah, it's
so Cowboys. if you look at the Tennessee Titans, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Seattle Seahawks, and possibly a teaser. Nah. You're hedging your bet a little bit, or a parlay of betting them just to win. Both have very, very good odds. So I thought that was an interesting thing. I was told to prepare something, so I've been in the lab for most of the day working on that one.
So you're saying no rookie quarterback has won a start since 2002?
His opening game.
That is
game.
Correct.
All right. Well,
opening
I mean,
game.
Steve, that's a lie. That is incorrect. Matt Ryan, right here in Atlanta, won in 2008 in his first start in his NFL career against the Lions, 34-21, 2008.
Son of a bitch. This is what happens when you steal somebody else's homework and ask them to give you something.
I just remembered off the top of my head. I knew there's other rookies. I didn't want to say you were incorrect.
Are you making it up?
Yes.
Or are you looking?
No, I'm looking. I'm showing Carl right now.
That's true.
You know,
that's
there
true.
You go.
Okay, let me revise. There's only been one rookie quarterback since 2008. All right, Saltzman, I'm going after you, Andrew. That was not very nice.
Do respect Salsi. I know his business card now folds out. There's so many job titles.
It does.
But if you're looking for a sports factoid, I don't know if Salsi is the guy you want to turn to.
Andrew, give me something, man. I got to go on. Give me something. You even gave me the na-na-na-na-na on the teaser.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and our producer says Sam Darnold did it in 2018 versus Detroit.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep it on your own. This is why there's no gambling in this state. This is why we've been so ineffective bringing gambling to the state because we don't know the hell we're talking about.
Oh, instead of Stump the Schwab, it's going to be like Pete Kuhn in the trivia.
Not that hard.
Did you know?
Not that difficult.
And by the way, Marcus Mariota also won his start in 2015.
Oh, stop it. Now you're
all right, all right,
on.
All right. All
I'm
right.
Just saying, that but was again, but again, by the way. This information was provided by Andrew Saltzman. So just the caveat, Steve was just getting some bad intel right there.
All right, it's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Atlantic Station. Falcons rally tonight. Hey, as we're talking about the news about you know, the Braves getting back on Bally's. Is there anything you can share? Is it public knowledge? Is there anything going on
We're
with the Hawks?
Back.
Okay,
right.
You can share.
Hawks. Well, yes, the Atlanta Hawks. We have signed a deal. We will be back on Bally's and are very excited. Bob and Dominique bring you the games. And, you know, it was a long, torturous ride, but we got it done. And we're very, very excited to be back on Bally's.
There have been some stories, reports out there about Amazon getting with Bally's parent group, Diamond, and perhaps in taking over some of the a big chunk of those games. You know anything about that?
Yeah, it would be the streaming component. Let's say you're not a subscriber to a service that carries Bally's, which there are some like YouTube TV and others, but yet you want the Atlanta Hawks games. Hopefully, you'll be able to buy them in the Amazon store.
Okay.
Very cool. One last thing for me, Steve Coonan, as we head towards a very busy weekend. Listen, we've talked about Caitlin Clark with you all season long. But her team is now in the playoffs. First time they've been 500 in 5 years, the Indiana Fever. We know about the attendance records and all the things. Here's where I'm at with Caitlin Clark. And a lot of people have been coming at me saying you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Not only is she Rookie of the Year, she's the MVP of the WNBA.
Well, here's the stat for you. No rookie has won MVP since 2002 on their first start.
Is this where we're
How
going?
How do I know? Okay. Sure. Whatever
By the
you
way,
say, girl.
I'll do a follow-up. Charles Barkley did a pretty funny interview with Bill Simmons on his podcast. And he was basically saying that the WNBA, they're not seeing the forest for the trees with Caitlin Clark about being petty and jealous. I think they made a big mistake by not having her on the Olympics team in Paris.
Yeah.
But I thought Charles had some valid points. I mean, some of these folks don't realize that, you know, she is going to be the tide that raises all the ships here and the salaries, too.
Well, the triple doubles, I mean, just the numbers alone. I mean, you know, she had a career-high 31 points and then came back and played the Chicago Sky. And Angel Reese, where we always talk about those two. I'm just talking about it, Steve, from a basketball standpoint, and we always discuss this stuff. You know, it's one of those things. You don't necessarily have to like the WNBA. That's not your cup of tea, fine. But you have to acknowledge what she's doing, and that is where I'm at.
What she's doing is historic.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, serious question. If I tied you to a chair in 2002, if I tied you to a chair and I asked you what channel Ion was on your television dial, would you know?
No.
Right. Caitlin Clark played last Friday night on Ion and had almost 2 million viewers.
Crazy.
Wow.
Okay?
That's bananas. It's crazy.
On Ion, no disrespect to my friends at Ion, I have none.
Was that after Murder, She Wrote?
Exactly. The next highest rated WNBA game that week was 700,000, almost three times.
Right.
But let's give her flowers. She's the difference maker. She's the reason. We sold 17,500 tickets to two Dream games in our building. And I'm seeing guys there that it's like, what are you doing here? I want to see her play. It's not about,
it's the buzz.
You know, necessarily the whole big picture is definitely being lifted. But she's the rocket fuel, and let's give her the credit she deserves.
Fair enough. Steve Coonan, enjoy the weekend. Go
if
Falcons.
If anybody needs any more gambling tips, do not forget my number. And it's illegal in the state of Georgia. That's why, kids, I was trying to save you money.
Yeah. Well, here's what we do know. And Steve,
we're going to have a new segment, Uncle Steve's Factoid. Uncle Steve's Sports Factoid of the Week.
Steve Coonan.
You know, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Yes.
You bleeped me once, and I've given you horrible information and got caught only this time. I've been giving you horrible information for years.
I blame Andrew.
There will be a disciplinary conversation with him shortly after this call.
I need you in my office. Excellent. All right, Steve, have a great weekend. We got to run. Appreciate you. We'll talk next week.
Let's go, Falcons. Let's go.
Right
Let's
on.
Go.
Hey, man, coming up, Falcon Report. We're at Atlantic Station. Also, we will get into hearing from our quarterback. Dave Archer gets a chance to visit with him on a weekly basis. You exclusively hear it here. That's on the way. We're going to talk to Grant as the Braves continue. But it's all about ball, baby. And last night, the NFL got underway. What are our Falcons going to do on Sunday? Mike and I are going to tell you the keys coming up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.